Geek Radio Daily for a little anti-Friday, but happy April Fool's Day, everybody. And remember, if somebody doesn't like practical jokes, don't be a jerk.
Right?
Don't be a jerk. We're coming to you from an automobile of all places because
we love you.
Long, crazy story, and you don't even want to know about it. We're the fine folks from geekradiodaily.com.
Ding!
And as noted, this is the 1st of April, 2019. The folks bringing it to you today, well, the lady who is, of course, ready to get herself back to work yet again, that there is the Flintstress.
Oh, bitch, please.
Yeah, I figured you would say that. And, of course, me, I am the wonderful Billy Flynn.
I'm expressing multiple attitudes simultaneously, sir.
Well, sure. What happened this fine day, yo?
Well, taking it back to 1826, Samuel Maury patents the internal combustion engine, which he describes as a gas or vapor engine.
1889, Charles M. Hall is granted a patent for the manufacture of aluminum, the first inexpensive method for producing the material. The process will lead to the widespread commercial use of aluminum foil.
In 1889, the first dishwashing machines go on sale in Chicago, Illinois.
1894, the Edison Company launches a new division, the Kinetograph Department.
In 1927, the first automatic record changer is introduced by his master's voice.
Which is kind of like his dark master.
Right?
1931, in New York City, the Empire State Building opens a month ahead of schedule. It will remain the world's tallest building for over 40 years. Until the completion of the World Trade Center's North Tower in 1972.
It's significant because it's the only construction project to ever be completed ahead of schedule. In 1935, the first radio tube to be made of metal is introduced in Schenectady, New York.
1948, the journal Physical Review publishes what will later be known as the Alfred Beth Garmaut paper, The Origin of Chemical Elements. The paper argues through a mathematical analysis that Big Bang nucleosynthesis would explain the relative abundance of light elements hydrogen and helium in proportion to heavier elements in the universe.
Well, of course.
Prior to the paper, the Big Bang theory was an alternative to the steady state theory.
I really didn't like that show as much.
Following this analysis, the Big Bang will increasingly grow to become the prevailing cosmological model.
In 1957, the BBC broadcasts the Spaghetti Tree hoax on its current affairs program, Panorama.
I can't believe anybody took that seriously. 1960, the first weather observation satellite, TIROS-1, is launched from Cape Canaveral, Florida, to test experimental techniques for taking television footage of weather patterns from orbit.
News at 11, it's raining.
And round.
In 1976, in Cupertino, California, high school dropouts Steve Jobs and Stephen Wozniak signed the agreement that establishes the company that will become Apple Computer Incorporated on January 3rd, 1977.
See, we told you about that. 83, according to Twin Galaxies, Richard Borcher scores a record-setting 20,916,075 points playing the Sega arcade game Star Trek Strategic Operations Simulator at the Fun and Games Arcade in Santa Maria, California.
It's all fun and games till you break a record. In 1999, David Smith of New Jersey is arrested for allegedly disseminating the Melissa virus, which infected over a million computers worldwide and caused more than $80 million U.S. in damage. He later serves 20 months in federal prison in exchange for helping the FBI track authors of other computer viruses.
2003, in Japan, video game producers Squaresoft and Enix complete their merger to form Squeenix would have been much better. They, of course, brought us Dragon Quest and Final Fantasy, of which there's been like 87 games.
In 2004, Google launches Gmail, a free webmail and POP3 email service, as an invitation-only beta. The launch is initially met with widespread skepticism due to Google's long-standing tradition of April Fool's jokes.
I got my Gmail when it was invitation-only. 2005, Dimension Films releases the action film Sin City, directed by Frank Miller, Robert Rodriguez, and Quentin Tarantino, starring Bruce Willis, Mickey Rourke, Clive Owen, Benicio Del Toro, and is one of the finest comic book adaptations of all time. The sequel is not.
2009, construction of the world's most powerful laser. The National Ignition Facility, or NIF, is completed at the Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory in California. It's capable of simulating the force of a hydrogen bomb or the heat of the sun.
I was really hoping they could have made that spell NARF. Birthdays?
Asa Butterfield is 22, from Son of Rambo, Norman in Nanny McPhee, and Hugo.
Hannah Spirit is 38. That's Abigail in Primeval and almost a refreshing flavor of gum.
Lacey Hume is 43. That's Sparks from the Matrix sequels.
Michael Praed is 59 years old from the 1984 Robin Hood TV series. Phineas Fogg in the 99 Secret Adventures of Jules Verne.
Annette O'Toole is 67. Lana in Superman 3. Ma Kent in Smallville. Cat people.
Ah, cat people. Jonathan Hayes is 90 years of age. Seymour in Roger Corman's Little Shop of Horrors.
No longer with us, born in 1885. Wallace Beery from the 1922 Robin Hood. Long John Silver in 1934's Treasure Island.
1926, John Scott Martin. The most famous role was the unseen Dalek operator in Doctor Who. In that original one. Woo!
Woo! Born in 1926, Anne McCaffrey wrote the Dragon Riders of Pern series.
1932, Gordon Jump, a guy you've seen in quite a few things, but we will always know and love him for being Mr. Carlson, the big guy, in WKRP.
Born in 1932, Debbie Reynolds, Charlotte in the animated Charlotte's Web, Splendora Cromwell in the Halloween Town series.
And it's much too early for that to be on television tonight.
But on CBS, we get a new The Neighborhood, Man with a Plan, and Hannah suffers a gunshot wound and decides to seek help from Magnum at his home to locate her missing father on Magnum PI in a new bowl.
ABC, it's the top 20 solos on American Idol. But Maya gets an asset to wear a wire during a meeting with Sevi as she hopes to collect enough evidence to make her case in The Fix.
On NBC, The Battle is Part 2 on a new The Voice and The Enemy Within.
On Fox, it's a new The Resident and 911.
On the CW, the Legends visit 1961 Mexico City after hearing that Mono let a fugitive go on a new Legends of Tomorrow, and Penn and Teller fool us.
Oh, Freeform, Clary Fairchild and Jace Herondale come up with a risky plan in order to get rid of the twinning rune on a new Shadowhunters. That makes sense.
No. On AMC, Sonny and Nyx embark on a mission to uncover information they believe could help them take down pilgrims on a new Into the Badlands.
FX has Minions, things that became famous and I don't know why. Minions.
They're cute. FXX on the Simpsons Marathon, Fears of a Clown, So It's Come to This, a Simpsons clip show, and Peeping Mom.
FXM has Kingsman, The Secret Service.
On BBC America, Vegas Vacation.
Sundance, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. That's a much better film.
On Sci-Fi, Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them.
TBS, Haley feels upset after her husband becomes a successful dog racing coach on A New American Dad, which is like, what are they doing now?
Who knows? On TNT, you can watch Django Unchained.
No one's going to stop you. But we're watching the Hallmark Channel because two best friends from the city plan to spend the weekend at a dude ranch, but when a bar fight forces them to extend their visit while they complete their mandatory community service, one of them finds a new romantic and professional opportunity. Autumn Reeser, Eric Johnson star in Valentine Ever After.
The wonderful Billy Flynn takes a look at what happens when Salem's favorite couple takes off. It's your Further Adventures of Chad and Abby update. Chad just got his perfect basement set up with a great big TV and a foosball table. But Abby's dad accidentally burns his own house down, so Chad gotta say goodbye to the basement. Could be worse though, cause like back in Salem, JJ gets troubled by a lighter found in Claire's jewelry box, which is just not the place for that. But the Tanzanites really help you hold on to it. Hope and Rafe have a tense conversation about Ted, which means they're uncomfortable and not camping out. Claire is upset when Eve informs her about the change of plans. You should consider yourself lucky. Chad lost his basement to his father-in-law. Hashtag Chabby. Forever.
Looks like you've got mail waiting.
Why, yes. Regarding the story about the check your heart while you poop device, they need to do something to call it a throne king or king of the throne or something to be able to bring Elvis into the name. I'm just spitballing here. But I thought maybe you guys with your highly tuned wit and wisdom can help come up with a catchy, fun name. However, kudos to the setting all brokenhearted reference at the end of the story. You guys never cease to amaze me. Until they figured out how to incorporate a blood pressure cuff to my toilet, make my GRD. And that is from Mark. Well, thank you, Mark. And yeah, I don't think they'll do that anytime soon. People will probably be upset. And congratulations, Mark. You were also right. Last week, Chad and Abby were on Seinfeld where they were. And here's where I would pick a winner. But because we're still not home yet, I don't have access to all of my litteries of people that won. So tomorrow I'll let you know who won. Maybe it's you, Mark. Maybe not, but we'll find out. Thank you to everybody who participated. And hey, where are they at now? We're kicking off a new month. So huzzah. That'll be fantastic.
Chad and Abby.
Did we mention next week we're gone because of RavenCon? Oopsie.
If you want to check out something really cool, you need to tune in to the TriTac podcast. What's that you say? TriTac? What's a TriTac? TriTac is one of the oldest role-playing companies around. They make games like
Friendsworth, Euro 13, FTL, 2440, Incursion, Hardwired, Hinterland, Weird Zone, Beach Bunny Bimbos with Blasters.
Designed for D20 and Savage Worlds, these games will kick your dice into overdrive. Whether you want to combat the denizens of the underworld, travel the galaxy, get crazy with bimbos, or travel the multiverse and do it all, TriTac has you covered. Go to TriTacGamers.com to see what it's all about. That's TriTac Gamers.com. And check out our weekly podcast at TriTacSystems.podbean.com. Or simply enter keyword TriTac in iTunes. You're gonna love it.
Hey guys, it's Jason David Frank, the Green Ranger, and you're listening to Geek Radio Daily.
And we're back to find out what you did because we were at birthday parties for children.
It's as fun as it sounds. This week's 10 is new. The Beach Bomb made $1.8 million.
This week's 9, last week's 6. Tyler Perry's A Madea Family Funeral, $2.7 million. It's made $70 million in 5 weeks.
This week's 8 was 39, so it must not have been released in a lot of theaters, but Hotel Mumbai made $3 million in 2 weeks.
Well, it's only in 920 more theaters, as opposed to the 24 from... This week's 7, last week's 5. How to Train Your Dragon, The Hidden World. $4.2 million, 152 in 6 weeks on a 129 budget.
This week's 6, last week's 3. Wonder Park made $4.9 million. It's made almost $38 million in 3 weeks.
This week's 5 is also new, Unplanned, making $6.1 million on a budget of $6 million, so everything's fine.
This week's 4, last week's 4, 5 Feet Apart, made $6.25 million. It's made $13.8 in 3 weeks.
This week's 3, last week's 2, Captain Marvel, another $20.5 million, $353,805,815 domestically.
Damn.
After 4 weeks.
This week's 2, last week's 1, Us, the new horror movie. It made $33.6 million. It's made $128 million plus on a $20 million budget.
The number one movie in America is Dumbo. Tim Burton's Dumbo, which underperformed, making only $45 million.
Everybody knows that. It's just sad.
Well, there's that. Well, apparently, and the reviews are not the greatest in the world, but I guess we'll see what happens as everyone scours looking for Johnny Depp's cameo.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News!
Geek News!
Take a look at the world from a geeky point of view. We've been talking about it all weekend, but holy hell, Mark Hamill is the new voice of Chucky for the Child's Play reboot.
I was gonna go into Tashi Station to stab people from some power converters.
I gotta believe that's the last voice he's gonna use. This was one of the many amazing things announced at WonderCon, and the crowd went wild.
Yes!
Brad Dourif just stared at him unblinking from the corner.
Don't make Brad angry. He knows a
wizard!
Hamill has been a very talented and in-demand voice actor for decades now, obviously as the Joker, in numerous animated series, films, video games, all based on the Batman franchise. He's provided voice work for numerous Marvel shows, Studio Ghibli films, animated comedies like The Simpsons, Robot Chicken, countless video games.
And don't forget, he is the star of Guyver and Corvette Summer.
You'll never take that away from him. This version of the story is about a mother, Aubrey Plaza, who gives her son, Gabriel Bateman, Patrick's kid, a toy doll for his birthday, unaware of its more sinister nature. Brian Tyree Henry, Beatrice Kitsos, Ty Consiglio, and Carlise Burke have also starred in the remake, which switches out the supernatural element of a possessed doll to one of a malfunctioning killer robot doll.
Terminator babies, they will murder you.
Honestly, Hamill is the only interesting thing that I have seen about this film at all. So, and you know, fingers crossed.
People, let me tell you about my best friend!
Felicity Smoke will be leaving Arrow at the end of the season.
No! I was promised an Oliver Felicity Salmon Ladder episode!
Emily Bett Rickards broke the news with a post on her Instagram account offering thanks and appreciation for her character and for the fans of the show.
Well, I mean, you're welcome, but Salmon Ladder!
The departure is somewhat surprising, as the series was recently renewed for a shorter 8th and final season to air this fall. She joined Arrow in the last half of season 1 and has been a key regular on the series ever since.
But If there is no smoke, there is no fire!
The current season's flash-forward segments confirm that Felicity's survival happened, and now we have to believe that she will go into hiding before her daughter Mia is born, which means we will not see future Felicity unless we are recasting. So to make it up to us, we will need one solid episode of Oliver's Intense Salmon Ladder. I will forget about you, Felicity Montage. Then, it will have been worth it.
If you're an Amazon Prime user, you know the price keeps going up.
They say soon financing will be available.
To sort of make up for that, Prime users keep getting perks. And another perk that was recently announced is a free subscription to Nintendo Switch Online for the next 12 months.
After we already got the family plan. Thanks, Amazon.
Well, Switch owners can get access to Nintendo Switch Online free for 12 months. The service allows you to play online as well as gain access to classic NES games.
Play the soccer game. I dare you.
And to get this, you're going to have to claim the perk from the page. You'll get a 3-month offer, and then later a 9-month offer will unlock. So, you know, you just don't sign up for Prime and snag your Nintendo and drop Prime,
right?
Because I'm sure people are going to do that. You'll also be signed up for Twitch Prime, which is free with Amazon Prime.
Soon everything but Prime will be free with Prime.
Pretty much. If you're already a Nintendo Switch Online customer, you can still take advantage of the deal. Instead of your free months happening immediately, they're going to stack up on top of the months you've already paid for. This deal is available through the end of September. So, in this instance, wake me up before September ends.
And as a sort of late birthday present for Batman's 80th, the Caped Crusader will be the first inductee into the Comic-Con Museum Characters Hall of Fame.
Another place I can't get in after waiting in line for like 9 hours.
DC Comics co-publisher and chief creative officer Jim Lee announced at WonderCon that the top-billed half of the dynamic duo will be the first character inducted into the Hall of Fame. The ceremony will take place at the 50th annual Comic-Con International in San Diego on July 17th. The fundraiser event will feature props and memorabilia from the character's history, in addition to appearances by artists, actors, and other creative teams involved with the Batman's legacy.
And all the music played will be by Prince.
DC also released a video to commemorate the event, featuring various people associated with Batman and his various incarnations, wishing him a happy birthday.
I, however, will be waiting for the director's cut with Batmanuel.
Tickets for the event will go on sale June 3rd, and I'm starting to think this is just a trap for Calendar Man. Look it up, people.
For more than 30 years now, bright orange Garfield phones have been mysteriously washing up on a French coast, and much like the comic itself, this has been no laughing matter.
Does Nermal have anything to do with this?
The retro landline phones, which have been showing up on the French beaches for decades, were suspected to be from a lost shipping container that spilled at sea.
That makes sense.
But no one knew for sure what happened until now. That a local resident revealed he discovered the shipping container after a storm in the 80s and local beach cleaners were finally able to find it in a partially submerged cave.
Bill Murray should have held out for a lost cave of Garfield.
He told us where it was. It was very, very dangerous. Claire Simonin, the head of a local beach cleaning group, said, "We found this incredible fissure that is 100 feet deep, and at the very bottom, there were remains of a container. Under the boulders in front of the entrance, we found 23 complete handsets with electronics and wires."
Of course, none of the phones actually work on Mondays.
So now we know why the phones have been appearing, but the details on what happened to the shipping container, why it became wedged in the partially submerged cave, and if any other containers of Garfield phones ended up in the water and traveled to other locations is unknown.
Honestly, this sounds like something that should have happened to Bill the Cat.
For now, local beach cleaners will continue to pick up the Garfield phones from France's beaches and keep an eye out for any other plastic novelties that might wash up on the nation's coast. Because if I know Heathcliff, he has a plan. GRD is licensed under Creative Commons Attribution, non-commercial, non-derivative works, licensed under 3.0 license. You can check us out on Facebook and on Twitter. And stop by the website at geekradiodaily.com.
Ding!
Or you can always drop us a voicemail to
510-GRD-CREP.
Hey, that's what we forgot to talk about in the mail segment. That's okay. We're in a car.
You know us.
It's nonsensical. And, you know, the Netflix thing is up, and look for the Cinema Mistress and all kinds of crazy things, and we'll see you at a different time when hopefully things sound a little more like they're supposed to. So there's that.
Well, we have nothing big and flashy to show you this week.
What the hell are you still doing here? Good times.
Good night, suckers! Ooh! Ooh!
That was the worst thing I ever heard!
It was terrible!
Horrendous!
Well, it wasn't that bad.
Oh, yeah?
Well, there were parts of it I liked.
Yeah, I liked a lot of it.
Yeah, it was good.
It was great!
It's wonderful!
Oh, bravo!
More!
She shivers in the wind like the last leaf on a dying tree. I let her hear my footsteps. She only goes stiff for a moment.
Care for a smoke?
Sure. Take one. Are you as bored by that crowd as I am?
I didn't come here for the party. I came here for you. I've watched you for days. You're everything a man could ever want. It's not just your face. Your figure. Or your voice. It's your eyes. All the things I see in your eyes.
What is it you see in my eyes?
I see a crazy calm. You're sick of running. You're ready to face what you have to face. You don't want to face it alone.
No, I don't want to face it alone.
The wind rises electric. She's soft and warm and almost weightless. Her perfume, a sweet promise that brings tears to my eyes. I tell her that everything will be all right. That I'll save her from whatever she's scared of and take her far, far away. I tell her I love her. The silencer makes a whisper of the gunshot. I hold her close until she's gone. I'll never know what she was running from. I'll cash her check in the morning.